Where is it that you find your identity? Is it in Jesus Christ? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And Paul David Tripp discusses an encounter with a very wealthy but troubled man. Thankfully, it was a divine appointment for that man.
When I met Steve, Steve had a very broken marriage. He was a man who was extremely successful business-wise, but his family had paid the price for that. He was taking a class that I was teaching and drove a Rolls Royce to the class, so I thought I ought to get to know him. And we got together for lunch. I asked him just to tell me a story.
And as Steve began to share, Paul knew God was leading him to help.
The minute he began to unfold the disaster of his marriage, I said, "We won't ever talk about money. I want to help you." And that began some years of just counseling together. And I not only spent time with Steve, but his wife and his grown children, and saw the whole family restored. And I think Steve is pretty typical of where people are, that he had attached his identity and meaning and purpose to his success.
Many people can relate to Steve's story, and they need to know that true hope can only be found in Jesus Christ.
The shambles of Steve's life was exactly what always happens when you look to something else to give you your security other than Christ. So I've had the example of just having hundreds and hundreds of people tell me their stories and be able to walk with them through what it means to live as a broken person still in need of redemption in the midst of a fallen world, but with the hope that you can find in the personal work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
When you're ready, willing, and available, God can use you to share His hope and restoration with people. Maybe you'd like to learn more about how you can share your hope in Jesus Christ. Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.